Chapter 7. Jamal, the medic, came by with malaria pills. I took one and he sat on the edge of the bunk.
I see you people got 3 VC today, he said.
3?
That's what the report says, Jamal said.
We got 1 VC.
All I know is what I see on the reports, Jamal said. They put 3 down on their reports, I send 3 into regiment.
I don't believe they put down 3 when everybody saw that we only got 1.
You'll get used to what goes on over here, he said.
He had a sing-song way of talking, like a child in a man's body. Did Captain Stewart see the report?
Who do you think gave me the report?
He left some malaria pills on Pee-wee's bunk and split. Thanks, I called after him as he left the hooch. One of the correspondents had left the New York Times behind, and I went through it. Mostly it was the same old garbage. The Knicks had drafted some guy from Southern Illinois I never heard of, and they were still losing a lot of games. There wasn't much about the war. A lot of VC were killed north of Saigon, and President Johnson was saying that the United States was ready to come to the peace table if the communists were. It wasn't even Thanksgiving yet, and the weather was already cold in New York. I imagined the brothers hustling down Lenox Avenue, trying to get away from the wind. Howard, a guy I used to play ball with, crossed my mind. He was somebody I could write to. He'd probably write back. 3 years before, he had pulled a robbery in Midtown and been sent up to prison in Stormville, New York. I had written to him the whole time he was up there. He used to tell me how much he appreciated the letters. Maybe he would answer my letters from Nam. Mail call was hard when you didn't get any mail. I thought that what I needed was to have something more in the world than I had. I remembered what Lobo had said about the starlet, but it was silly. I needed something real. It didn't even have to be something that was going on at the time. A plan for when I got back would have been fine. I couldn't think of anything. I felt depressed.